that if you give charity, you had 100, you give 10, that means you have 90. So your wealth is decreased. Allah says that He will increase your wealth because of your giving. So wealth is never static. You're always getting and giving out. So by giving out, Allah will bring more to you. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. And Allah does not love any confirmed rejecter of the truth, person who's just set on rejecting the truth, and someone who is set in sinful behavior. And then two verses later, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَىٰ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. O you believe, fear Allah, and leave whatever riba is still left, if you are indeed believers. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't do so, then receive a warning, a declaration of war from Allah and His Messenger. وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تَظْلَمُونَ. And if you repent, then you will have your initial capital. Don't act unjustly and no injustice will be done to you. So these verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, they prohibit riba in any amount. So the deduction that riba, the prohibition, only applies to multiple occasions of the principle is invalid. And this meaning is further emphasized by a hadith reported by Ibn Majah and Tabarani, I believe. Anyway, it's in Sahih al-Jami al-Saghir, declared authentic by Sheikh al-Albani, in which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that riba has many doors, many forms, and the lightest form of it, the sin of it, is equivalent to committing incest with your mother. So, I mean, this is something that most people don't have. I mean, if somebody were to meet a person and find out that they committed incest with their mother, I mean, he would feel revulsion. And most people don't have this kind of revulsion if they find out that so-and-so is involved in an interest transaction. And one of the common misconceptions or excuses that people make for themselves is they say, well, all of these prohibitions in these verses are addressed towards the one who takes the usury. But in the hadith of Jabir, and this a shorter form of the same hadith is reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and both of these hadiths can be found in Sahih Muslim. Jabir said that Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cursed the one who consumes interest, one who receives it, in other words, and the one who pays it, and the one who writes the contract, and the two witnesses. And he said they're all equal in sin. So this means that the persons who enter into these contracts and agree to pay it, they are also culpable. Because this practice can't go on unless, you know, there are two parties. So. And of course we all know that the Old Testament prohibited the riba to the Jews. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 19, it says, "You shall not lend upon interest to your brother, interest on money, interest upon victuals," which means food, "interest on anything that is lent for interest." However, the next verse goes on to say, "To a Gentile you may lend upon interest, but to your brother you shall not." And there's a verse in Jeremiah, which I haven't, I didn't think to write it down, but it says something to the effect that, how can you say that God loves us and we have His law when the lying hands of the scribes have invented a lie? So, as Muslims, we would say that this must be from that. And Allah condemns the Jews in one verse, Ali Imran, where they said, "ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ."